Robert and Christine Schuler Hurst had been engaged for only a few months in the summer of 1993, but they were already thinking hard about their wedding.
We were living together. We were both on the fence about whether, you know, morally, is this right? Is it wrong? I mean, financially, it met a need, but it was still, it went against everything that we had been taught. So we talked about eloping.
The Missouri National Guard had other ideas. In late July, it activated the couple, both with the 35th Engineering Brigade, for 2 weeks of flood duty. Robert hefted sandbags throughout east central Missouri, including at the First Baptist Church of Festus Crystal City, where Christine guarded makeshift levees. At some point, she told a reporter about their abrupt change in plans.
And she went to somebody in the PR department of the Guard and said, "Hey, you've got this soldier, da-da-da-da." And somebody from the Guard approached us, I think on a Thursday or Friday, I don't remember, and said, you know, "We'll put the ceremony together if this is what you guys want."
And that's how the couple found themselves standing in their fatigues in the Sunday school room of First Baptist on August 9th, 1993, saying their vows to Army Chaplain Jerry Miller. The Episcopal priest says it was the most unusual wedding he's ever done.
Most of the weddings I preside over are in a church, in a liturgical space, and this was done with all kind of cameras around and things like that. So it was sort of a challenge for me to keep my head straight about all of that.
But Father Miller says he never doubted the sincerity of the vows.
On the one hand, I thought it was sort of romantic getting married in the middle of a state crisis and being on duty like that. And at first, when I heard about it, I thought, well, why can't they wait? And after I visited with them, I realized that's probably what they needed to do.
Robert Hurst says he isn't exactly sure what made him go along with the idea.
I knew we were going to get married anyway, and we were already living together, so we figured why not. And after the ceremony was over, they took us outside, and we rode in a Humvee over to a pile of sandbags, and then they kind of did a little interview of us in front of the sandbags, and it was kind of neat to have your 5 minutes of fame or whatever.
Not everyone was as nonchalant about the circumstances. Robert was raised Catholic, and the compressed time frame left no room for that church's premarital traditions, much to his father's dismay. And Christine? Well, she has two younger brothers.
I think my mom was a little heartbroken because she obviously, you know, the only girl, wanted the whole pretty wedding, the big to-do.
But in the end, both families were happy for the couple. And Christine says the wedding they had was like them, silly, fun, upbeat.
As we walked out of the church, a very good friend of ours, and I think it was his brother, stood and we walked under crossed swords. And I had no idea, but the friend of ours took the sword and whacked me on the backside. It was just that, and then the Salvation Army had given us a wedding cake, and we were, you know, didn't have good clothes on, so who really cared if we got frosting all over the place?
The Hursts had no chance to arrange for a photographer, so there aren't many pictures of those little moments. Christine says the few that do exist are sitting in a pile waiting to be put into scrapbooks, but it doesn't matter to her.
I have something to remember. I mean, I have a great family. I mean, I have some of the pictures, and I'd be heartbroken if I did lose them, but I don't need those things to know what my wedding meant to me and what my family means to me.
Robert says the slapdash nature of their wedding convinced many the marriage was destined for failure. And Christine says the family has been through hell and back, including two overseas deployments and the 2012 death of their only son, Aaron. But it survived, like the church where they married 20 years ago, in the midst of a record-setting flood. I'm Rachel Lippman, St. Louis Public Radio.